Welcome to Twin Wisdoms. Today I will talk about the flag in the stands on the monarchist abuse of the Lion and Sun. The Lion and Sun has been systematically claimed by Iran's monarchist restoration movement, which deploys it as a pre-Islamic or anti-Islamic identity marker. A visual shorthand for the proposition that authentic Iranian identity is secular and fundamentally in tension with Shi'i Islam. This is not an interpretation of history. It is a confiscation of it. The emblem's most consequential chapter is precisely Shi'i, from the Seljuk tribal banners where the lion first appeared, through the Safavid state that made Shi'ism Iran's official religion and placed the lion and sun at the center of its sovereignty, to its formal ratification by the first constitutional parliament in 1907, attended and endorsed by the most eminent Shi'i jurists of that generation. The cynicism has reached its most visceral form in the stands of the 2026 World Cup, where Pahlavi's supporters have waved the lion and sun flag to unsettle the Iranian national team on the pitch, wielding a symbol of Shi'i sovereignty with calculated irony as a weapon against the very country and people whose history it encodes. The two texts below were composed in September 1979, when the Prime Minister's Office of the newly established Islamic Republic commissioned expert scholars to advise on whether the emblem should be retained in the new constitutional order. Their authors, Mohammad Mohit Tabatabai and Sayyid Jafar Shahidi, were among the foremost historians of Islamic civilization of their time, and their assessments constitute an authoritative, point-by-point rebuttal of the mythology now circulated by Pahlavist advocates. Both texts are translated from the original Persian with AI assistance. The Lion and Sun emblem. Several artists had submitted proposals for the country's official emblem, and the Prime Minister's office convened sessions to which a number of scholars were invited. After deliberations, participants asked Professor Mohit Tabatabai to compose a concise summary for the government's consideration. What follows is that memorandum. Present at the session were Mr. Mostafavi, archaeologist, Dr. Shahidi, Islamicist, Mr. Iraj Afshar, paleographer, Mr. Yahya Zaka, art historian, Mr. Javadipur, professor of graphic design, Mr. Mamayez, teacher of design, and Mr. Masumi, painter. 1. Mayor Santrin 58, 23 September 1979. After an hour and a half of deliberation, participants arrived at the following conclusions. From the Sasanian Empire, not a single banner, coin, seal, or mark bearing the lion and sun has survived that Islamic-era Iranians might have drawn upon or emulated. In the Islamic period, the distinguishing insignia of Islamic governance was the color of banners, garments, and turbans, white, green, and black. The last of these served as the emblem of the Abbasid Caliphate for more than 500 years without any graphic device upon it whatsoever. Throughout that long period, the court of Baghdad was the paramount model for the princes, sultans, and governors of the various Iranian territories who had asserted their autonomy. Whatever their military power, none could escape its gravity. Sultan Mahmud of Ghazna, Adud al-Dawla the Buyid, and Malikshah the Seljuk all regarded themselves as deputies of the reigning caliph within their own domains. Among the dynasties nominally subject to the Abbasid Caliphate, the Seljuks, in keeping with their tribal customs, bore a lion on their family banner, a motif that occasionally appeared among the remnants of the Atabeg principalities into the 7th Islamic century. It was at this stage that the image of the sun was added to the lion. The lion on the Seljuk banner stirred the admiration and praise of Persian poets, and in the eyes of the country's ever-growing Shura, who lived in expectation of the imam's advent, the lion's image suggested a graphic rendering of the beloved epithet of Ali ibn Abi Talib, Asadallah al-Ghalib, the triumphant lion of God. In this emblem, they found a vehicle for expressing their inner devotion. It was for this reason that during the Mongol period, the lion and sun was struck on coins alongside the names of the 12 imams, once on a coin of Muhammad Kudabanda, and before that, on a coin of the Ilkhan Abaka. Junaid, grandfather of Shah Ismail and great-grandson of Sheikh Safi al-Din, had spent many years among the extremist Shu'a of Syria and Anatolia, nurturing the spiritual formation of the Alid communities there. When he sought to transform his inherited dervish's cloak into an acquired royal throne, he placed the lion and sun on the banner of his disciples, who in the time of his son Sultan Haydar came to be known as the Kizil Bash, and who went on to found the Shu'i Safavid state. The lion and sun banner of the Safavid house, champions and patrons of Shu'ism, stood for three centuries as the recognized symbol of Shu'i Iran, in direct counterpoint to the crescent on the Ottoman standard, the established emblem of Sunni Islam. The lion and sun of Safavid and Qajar Iran appeared on banners and on copper coins, with no sword in the lion's hand. Under Aka Muhammad Khan, the sun was inscribed with the name Muhammad and the lion with the name Ali, the sun embodying prophethood and the lion the wilaya, divine guardianship, the lion being in short the lion of God. Under Fath Ali Shah, the lion and sun banner was paired with a separate standard bearing the Dhul-Fakhar sword. By the mid-19th century, these two banners were merged into a single flag. The sun had previously been rendered with a human face, which was removed during the constitutional period, giving the emblem the form in which it currently appears. The lion and sun emblem has been recognized continuously for 500 years as the symbol of the world's sole Shu'i state, Iran. In 1907, when the Supplementary Fundamental Law was ratified by the deputies of the first parliament, among whom were several mujtahids and many Shia scholars, this emblem received their formal approval. Had they harbored any religious objection to its retention, they would assuredly have spoken. Given the remarkable freedom of expression that deputies of the first parliament enjoyed, their views would have been recorded in the proceedings. 500 years ago, after their conquest of the Eastern Roman Empire, the Ottoman Turks renamed Constantinople Istanbul and converted Hagia Sophia into a mosque. Yet they preserved the crescent, the hallmark of Eastern Rome's greatness, as their own inheritance. And 50 years ago, when they abolished the Ottoman Sultanate and Caliphate and founded a modern republic, they were prepared to strip Hagia Sophia of its religious adornments. Yet not prepared to replace the crescent, which over five centuries had become the symbol of Islam before the Christian world, with any other device. The lion and sun has for 500 unbroken years been recognized the world over as the emblem of Shu'i Iran. Iranian Shu'a have regarded it as a sacred mark, and in the company of the Red Cross of Christian states and the Red Crescent of Muslim countries, Iran's crimson lion and sun has announced itself as the emblem of the one Shu'i Muslim nation. It is therefore fitting that the authorities concerned should view the lion and sun with the same veneration it received at the dawn of the constitutional period from the leading religious authorities of that era. The late Akund Mullah Kazim Khorasani, Sayyid Muhammad Tabatabai, Sayyid Abdullah Behbahani, Sheikh Muhammad Taqi Najafi Isfahani, Sayyid Hassan Modares Tabatabai, and the other eminent scholars of Iran, and ratify it as part of the approved colors of the national flag. Muhammad Mohit Tabatabai, Dr. Sayyid Jafar Shahidi, also submitted the following supplementary observations. From the close of the Mongol period through the entirety of the Safavid era and into the Qajar period, the lion and sun was regarded as a symbol of the Shu'i faith, an emblem of religion and nation, not of the political apparatus of the state. Banners, funeral pole covers, and carpets adorned with the lion, or the lion and sun, have been in use for 300 years in Taqiyya assembly halls, Raudakvani mourning gatherings, and Taziyya passion plays. This confirms beyond doubt that the lion and sun is a religious symbol, not a political one. The sun or half-sun that appears above the inscriptions and prayer niches of certain mosques appears to allude to the radiance of Alid Wilaya. When Iran's representative attended the Red Cross Union, he worked tirelessly to have the lion and sun accepted by the other member states as equivalent to the Ottoman crescent, precisely because it is a symbol of the Shu'i faith, not the political insignia of the Iranian monarch or state. Taken together, these observations leave no room for doubt. For six centuries, the lion, or the lion and sun, has been the emblem of Iranian Shu'a, an allusion to Asadallah al-Ghalib, Ali, peace be upon him, and to the son of Wilaya. Sayyid Jafar Shahidi.